You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to another episode of the Study Clicks podcast. As always, you're listening to Emer and Nessa, two people who work for Study Clicks, and this episode is all about how to save time when you're studying. So we're putting this out around April time, just back from the Easter holidays. It's the final term before summer, coming up to exams now, and like regardless of what year you're in, you're definitely feeling the pressure of, oh my god, it's the end of the year. I feel like I definitely could have been doing more studying, and now you're thinking, oh, I have to do so much work in so little time. How can I fit everything that I need to do into all this time? And basically, this whole podcast is going to be about how to study in the most efficient way possible so that you're not wasting any time.
Yeah, so we've got some tips on how to make sure that you are maximizing the time that you do have, making sure that you're not procrastinating. Generally, just taking on these tips is really, really important because it will free up that precious spare time that you have to do other things that aren't related to study. You know, if you can be really productive and efficient in your study time, then you get all of this extra time to keep yourself sane and do normal things. Yeah. And not think about the leaving cert and just sort of stay on top of your mental health. So just overall, it's a really good thing to try and bring into your study routine to boost that productivity. So yeah, Nessa, how would you want to start us off?
Okay, well, to start us off, I'm just going to get the cliche right out of the way. You know, I'm going to say it. You have to plan in advance. If you're studying without a plan, you're inevitably going to just lose a lot of time not knowing what you're going to do. You're going to find yourself daydreaming, thinking, okay, yeah, I'll just read this and I'll just figure out the next move after. Like, it's very hard to work like that, or it's very hard not to waste all your time if you work like that. And what we'd actually recommend is plan in advance as much as you can. Like, even if you do it the day before, I think that actually the night before is a great time to do it, because you kind of set a lot of intentions for the day ahead, and it can make you really positive and motivated for the following day. So before, with Cyclics, we had this like study plan, this nice template of boxes with the days of the week and a column on the left for putting in your times. And effectively, a timetable is a very good way of planning your day. But we recently launched these new planners. We still have that original planner that looks like a timetable, but we launched new planners with Study Clicks. So we have a daily planner. When it comes to doing out stuff the night before, it really breaks down your day. It helps you decide, okay, what do I want to do?
Yeah, like that planner is great. You have things like your schedule for the day. Again, you can fill this out the morning of, or you can fill it out the night before. There's also a section at the end of the planner that lets you put in what you want to do the next day. So even, you know, you're kind of just always planning a little bit ahead. So even if you fill it out on the day of, you know, at the end of the day of your studying, you can plan a bit for the next morning and then you're ready to go the next morning. So this is all about, you know, saving time again. You're not dilly-dallying the following morning going, oh, what will I do today? Because at the end of the previous day when you were studying, you obviously, like, what you were studying is top of mind and what you need to do next is top of mind, and you can just write that down and sort of get cracking then straight away on it the next day. So those planners are really, really helpful. And, you know, it's not even just for study. Obviously, Nessa and I aren't doing the Leaving Cert anymore. So in terms of our lives, I always feel like if, let's say it's a Saturday morning and I'm not working, but I have things, sort of life admin things that I want to do, and I know that I, you know, need to clean the bathroom and I need to post a letter and I need to text someone or follow up with a text to someone, if I write that all down on a piece of paper, I'm so much more likely to just do all of those things and get them done before, let's say, 11 o'clock in the morning. Whereas if I wake up and I vaguely have these things in my head that I want to do, I'm much less likely to get them done and efficiently. I'll probably get them done, yeah, but I'll maybe go on my phone in the meantime and get distracted by TikTok, or I'll just sort of potter around the house and do random things that I wasn't really planning to do that day. Whereas if I like wake up that morning, or even the day before, just like get a piece of paper and write those three things down, the next morning I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, there's my list, let's do this, let's get those done. You know, you're just buzzing then for the rest of the day because you're like, great, I got all my things done, anything I wanted to do today, and now the rest of the day is free for me to do whatever I want, and I'm not feeling sort of like guilty about not having done those things. And it's the same then for study. You know, you're, like I was saying at the top of the podcast, it frees up your time and you don't have to feel guilty then. I know that a lot of students probably do feel guilty for not studying all of the time, because there's definitely an impression given out there that that's what you should be doing in Leaving Cert. But I do think it is important to remember that you can do a certain amount, not burn yourself out, and then spend time doing other things that are still enjoyable to you, like chatting with friends or watching TV or reading a book, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So yeah, use those planners, and you can get them on the StudyClicks blog, or just message us, message any of the team. We'll be happy to send them out to you as well. But definitely you can't underestimate putting stuff down on a piece of paper and writing a list.
You really can't. That one about like texting someone really registers with me, because like it's like such a simple thing to do. For ages, if I needed to text someone and maybe it wasn't someone I texted regularly, I made like a really big deal out of it, but I was like, okay, I must do that later. But I would never write it down, because it's like, oh, it's just texting. Like, even write the simple things down. And there's definitely a knack to making the perfect study plan and sticking to it. And we actually have a podcast on that. It's possibly one of our most popular podcasts, but we go into more detail on that podcast on what exactly you should be making, like what to put in the study plan, how to break your subjects down. So if we went into that now, this podcast would be like 3 hours long. So I'd recommend that you go back through our podcast and try and find the one, or go and find the one that is how to make a perfect study plan. That will really help you be smart about how to make your study plan and sticking to it.
Yeah, so then next off, I would say that getting your study method and techniques right is probably one of the most important things you can do to save time, because I know for a fact that so many students are working their butts off and doing so much work and studying, you know, from dawn till dusk, and but still feeling like it's not doing anything, or they're not doing enough, or that the results aren't showing for all of their hard work. And that's so disappointing, I'm sure. Like, it's really not a nice feeling. But I think a big reason behind that for a lot of people is because they're not using the right methods, or they're using a study method that they might have been told once is the right way, or that they've just sort of like never really actively thought about how they're studying, and therefore that's just what they do, and they haven't thought about it enough to realize that it's not working for them, that it's not the one that suits their way of working and the way that their brain likes to sort of retain information. So if you feel like that resonates with you, that you work so hard and you're just not seeing the results, then I think it is worth having a bit of introspection and seeing, well, why is that? It's because everyone is smart. You are not, there's no one out there who is not smart and who's not intellectual and capable of learning things and being good at things. So you are definitely not stupid if you're finding that your hard work and your study isn't giving results. It's that you're probably not doing it the way that works for you. So think about it. Think about the way you're doing it now. Are you always using the same method? If so, try thinking of other ways of doing things. There are some very good sort of tried and tested methods, very academically, scientifically proven ones that are good. For example, spaced repetition. We've talked about that before on the podcast. So go back and listen to our episode that we did on that. Active recall, this idea of studying something and then leaving it for a short period of time and then coming back to it and then leaving it for a slightly longer period of time. And also actively quizzing yourself. Instead of like just reading over something and trying to retain it, you're actively quizzing yourself to see if you can recall that information and not just look at it on a piece of paper and try to remember it. So flipping the way that you study is that active recall and spaced repetition. Those are really, really good. And like basically all of the study experts recommend those ones. You know, things like the Pomodoro technique that we've talked about before. If you're not using that, try and use that already. A lot of students will just study nonstop for 4 hours and not give themselves any breaks. And effectively what you're doing there is studying for about 40 minutes until your brain shuts off and you think you're studying for the remaining 3.5 hours, but you're not. So you're actually wasting a lot of that time by not incorporating breaks. Maybe your study method up until now has been just reading over things and writing them down on a sheet of paper, whereas maybe your brain actually responds much better to visualizing things. So maybe you could try mind maps. Maybe practicing exam questions works way better for you. Obviously, there you use things like StudyClicks to help you. Generally, you should use StudyClicks to help you, because practicing exam questions, you can never go wrong with that.
Pick up StudyClicks.
You know, peer teaching, teach one of your friends something or get one of your friends to teach you. Maybe you learn better that way. Quiz yourself, use StudyClicks quizzes. There are so many different techniques and methods that you can try and use. So if you feel that you haven't really been using a lot of various techniques up until now and that hasn't really been working for you and you feel like you're not getting anywhere, then definitely just take a moment to think about the way that you're studying and can you change it. And like I said, re-listen to some of our podcasts because we do talk about a lot about these different techniques and methods in a lot of our podcasts. So just go back and listen to those and learn how to do them because that will save you a lot of time. You'll find that once you do find the right one that works for you, that really clicks and you feel like, oh yeah, I remember learning that and now I'm able to write that down in an exam. Isn't that great? Like that's the moment then when you'll know that that's the right method for you. And once you then start using that method and those techniques regularly, it won't take you as much time to learn the information, won't take you as much time to study. And then again, like we were saying, you get that extra time then to do other bits of study if you wanted to, or just relax and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, that is a point I came across in my research for this podcast, is that you waste a lot of time when you're studying by just doing the same thing over and over that clearly isn't working for you. Like at the end of the day, a lot of the Leaving Cert as it currently stands is a memory game, which is just really unfortunate. So you're kind of like, whenever you're studying, you feel like you're reading over and you're refreshing what you learned in school. And the thing is with trying to memorize something is that your brain can only hold on to that information for so long. And that's if the case of like, it's a subject that, or like a topic that you're not completely grasping, you're just trying to force that information into your brain rather than understand it. And this is a point I've brought up on the podcast before, which is that anytime you sit down to study, your aim shouldn't be to memorize it so that you can just regurgitate it onto an exam down the line. It should be to understand the information that you're taking in, because if you understand the information, you don't need to memorize it. Your brain will remember any information that makes sense to it, that kind of a thing. So I would definitely look into that. Like Emer mentioned a good few there. There are the study methods that are kind of designed to help you understand rather than to memorize. I think my favorite one is teaching your friends or just even pretending that you're going to teach something. That's something I think is a good thing to utilize when you're studying. If you're reading something, tell yourself, okay, I'm going to stand up in front of my class and I'm going to have to explain this to them. That's a kind of a good studying trick that I like to give out to people. If you kind of trick your brain into thinking, okay, if I need to pass on this information to other people, I need to actually know what I'm talking about. And adapting that technique will help you try and make more sense of the topic that you're studying, as opposed to just trying to learn off the information and hope that it stays there long enough for when you go to sit your exam.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I wish I'd done that more too. I didn't really do that a lot in school, but it just makes a lot of sense.
It makes so much sense.
So yeah, utilize the people around you. and like Ness is saying, if not, pretend like you that there are people around you. There's a lot you can do in your own head. So then another thing that I would recommend doing is spend a little bit of time. I think a lot of the tips that we are giving now might sound a bit counterproductive, because it'll be something like, well, spend time finding the right method for you, or spend time making a plan. And the whole point is, well, no, I'm supposed to save time, but you're making me spend more time doing these other things. But the point is that you'll spend a small bit of time putting effort into learning something new or finding a new method or making your plan, and that will save you a lot more time in the long run. So what I wanted to say was, spend a little bit of time learning how to condense information if you haven't done that a lot already. So I think some students might get into a pattern of just, again, having one method of studying or technique and then never really questioning that and continuing with it and assuming that it's the right way to do it and never trying anything else. And that could be then something that's actually really time consuming. It might work for you, but it might be really time consuming. So something like, if you make your own notes, and the way that you make your own notes is you compile a mixture of stuff online and from videos you've watched and your teacher's notes, and you put those all into your own notes and you make them look really nice and you just sort of like rewrite them all, which is all well and good, but it is, especially at this time of year when there's only a couple of weeks left, it's just not a good use of your time to spend loads of time doing things like that. So when you're making your own notes, it's really important to learn how to condense that information into just really the critical fundamental things that you need to know for the exam and nothing else. You know, like, just get rid of all of this surplus information that you don't need. So some tips for condensing information would be things like, summarize things in your own words. Don't just rewrite them from someone else's notes. Make sure that it makes sense in your own head. Like Nessa was just saying there, you need to understand things yourself to be able to truly learn it and have it and be able to then write it again in an exam. So make sure when you are condensing this information and summarizing it, it's in your own words, it makes sense to you. Use the key phrases and keywords that are in the exam papers though, and that you've seen in the marking schemes, because those are the ones that will obviously a lot of the time get you the marks. So where possible, use your own words, but then where there are words that you have, when you know you have to use a certain word in the exam to get the marks, then obviously use that word. But again, you can use study clicks to familiarize yourself with the past papers, with the marking schemes, to know what these key phrases and these key words are, and just make sure that those are the ones that you're really writing down in your own notes. You're not writing down filler words like to the and at the, or you know, all of these conjunctions and, mm-hmm. and prepositions, and sort of like just write down the keywords and let your brain do the rest of the connections if it can. Like, you know, obviously there can be a bit of trial and error here if you want to try just putting in keywords and just words and see how that works, and then see how well you can recall that information. And if you find, okay, actually I have the keywords, but I don't know what they mean on their own, then, you know, that's obviously a slight failure. And then, you know, for the next time that you need to add a bit more information, but ultimately don't go writing pages and pages of words, because it's a waste of time. And second of all, when you come back to review those notes, your brain is going to be like, ah, when it sees a page full of text, you know, if it's an A4 page that is like wall to wall, margin to margin words, it's quite hard to digest that information. Whereas what you want to do is just have a sheet of paper that is has limited amount of words on it. You know, the key phrases, the keywords are highlighted, things like that, so that you, when you're looking at it, your brain's like, oh, that's the word I need to know. That's the phrase I need to know. This all makes sense. So spend some time, like I say, learning how to condense information and make your notes really compact and just pure essential knowledge for that topic and nothing else, and that will save you a lot of time both creating the notes and then reviewing the notes as well.
Yes, bullet points are your friend there. I'm a big fan of bullet points. I think it's a nice way of formatting your notes as well, and just when you're, especially when you're reviewing it, then that it's not one big block of text, you're able to kind of divide it up in a way that's logical and yeah, just easier to review or to take in when you're looking back over your notes. So this next point of mine was actually something that I had always thought was true. And then in like my research for this podcast, I was like, oh, wait, it's actually like a law that someone has put forward. And it's like an actual theory. This makes so much sense. And I think the wording of the actual law, it's called Parkinson's Law, is work expands to fill the time we allocate to it. And that basically means that if you like give yourself all day to just do one task, it'll probably take all day. Whereas if you're like, if you have a really busy day, like say, I don't know, you're going to like a confirmation, that's going to take all day, but you also need to like, that was just such a random,
such a random example.
I just thought like, it's coming up to May or like April, I feel like. But you also had like, there's something you needed to do, like, say you wanted to apply for some kind of thing and the deadline for it was like the morning of or the same day, and you're like, right, I need to get this in. Like if you didn't have the confirmation that day, you probably would have spent the whole day filling in this application form or whatever. But with the confirmation, you're like, okay, I have to get this done in like an hour. And it probably only has the capacity to take an hour. But because you had your whole day filled out already, you knew you had to get this work done. Whereas if you didn't have the time, you would have dawdled, you would have like taken the full day. And it's just this notion that basically if you have a lot of time, you're going to kind of fill it out and not, you're going to like procrastinate, you're going to take as long as possible. Whereas if you have less time, you're just more efficient at it, and you're like, right, I need to get this done. And I think that kind of, that's where the whole thing of like, so many people say that they work better under pressure, like they need someone over there, or they need this, like an exam to be the very night before, they need that sense of urgency to make them work.
Yeah. And I suppose it also spills over into the professional world as well. You see a lot of companies adapting a 4-day week, and they use that law, I think, to back up why it makes sense to do this, because people will get the same amount of work done in 4 days that they do in 5 days, because they have a certain amount of work to do in a week. And if they know that they have 5 days to do it, then they're going to spend the 5 days filling out that time a bit more and maybe procrastinating a bit more, spending a bit more time looking at their phone or things like that. Whereas if they're like, okay, well, I only have 4 days now to get the same amount of work done, they get the exact same amount of work done, but they're just procrastinating a little less. And then they have, again, more spare time at the weekends, which is when you apply that down to studying again, it's the same thing, that if you don't dawdle, then you will have more spare time at the end of the day for you to do nice things for yourself. So I think the key there is really to set deadlines for yourself, for the work that you're doing and the studying that you're doing. Have a time that you work towards, because otherwise you will subconsciously just procrastinate. Even if you don't feel like you're actively procrastinating and you're like, well, I didn't go on my phone, you probably did just sort of subconsciously spend a bit more time doing that thing than you needed to. And just having a deadline will motivate you to get there faster, to be done. It's a bit like setting a plan, you know, and you can do this alongside your plan as well. When you're making your plan to study, say, I want to be done rewriting my respiration notes by 7. And then that's in your head and you want to work towards that and you will achieve it. Whereas if for the whole evening you were just like, oh yeah, I want to do respiration notes this evening, you'll probably not be done till 9 or 10, because you'll do other things in between. You know what I mean? So yeah, keep that in mind and set deadlines, because it will save you a lot of time when you realize that without deadlines and without that bit of pressure, you will just automatically and subconsciously spend more time to get to your deadline if you don't have a strict deadline in place.
Yeah, 100%. I think that was like my favorite point among this. So it's like something that I definitely, even like after school, I think is something you can take with you. So I think that's great. I feel like so much of the information that we talk about in this podcast is so relevant to people even beyond school. My friends would never listen to this because what they're like, what the hell, Nessa? Like, I know it's for Leaving Cert students. But I'm like, I have good advice to give. Maybe
yeah, sometimes I'm talking to people and then they're like, oh, you know, I can't get motivated to do this, and I'm like, well, you should listen to the Study Clues podcast on how to get motivated, because it's good advice.
The information
like
is still relevant
to everyone.
Yeah.
So yeah, don't just take on all of this advice for study and then forget about it. Keep this forever. It's really good knowledge to have. And again, like, it's stuff that I think me and Nessa probably, and we say it a lot of the time in the podcast, that, oh, I wish I did this in Leaving Cert, and I wish I did this. You know,
yeah.
It's just stuff that you tend to learn too late sometimes. And so I think it is really helpful to learn this early on. And I wish I'd learned this early on as well and been able to put them into practice.
Yeah, so much stuff now that I put into practice that I easily could have done when I was in school. I just didn't know about it. I only learned about it from working with StudyClicks and learning tips that are aimed for students, but are like totally useful to me now as like someone who works full time. But amazing. Any other final points? I had one that was just like, I was trying to think of like actual practical tips for saving time, and the only one I could kind of think of was if you're watching any videos, to watch them on 2+ speed or to watch them on double speed.
Or podcasts. You can also listen to podcasts on higher speed now as well. Yeah.
On Spotify?
Yep.
Interesting. That's so, very good. I can listen to more of those. Like,
or if you're a person who records your own notes and then listens back to them, then you can also, I'm not sure if you can put your own notes on Spotify, but there's probably a way that you can listen back to them on a quicker speed.
That's very interesting. Any other tips?
I have one here, which is about trying to work. Try to be sort of in tune with your own brain. And I say this a lot, and I know it's very vague, and it's just like, oh, you know, try to check in with yourself. Try to make sure that you know what your brain is up to and what it's thinking, which is a really hard thing to do. So I don't think that everyone can just do it like that. But try to know when you are most energized and when you are most efficient. You know, think back on days where you were really efficient and like, what time of day was that? Or just generally, like, when do you feel most able to study? And it might be something like after a full day at school, when you get home at 3:30 or whatever time, you're exhausted because you've just spent a day using your brain. And if you try and get into study then because you feel obligated to, because, oh my God, I need to study. But it might not be efficient at all because your brain's like, oh, I've just learned for like 9 hours. Leave me alone. And so the smarter thing to do in that situation is actually not to study, even though you think you should be studying, but to leave it until later in the afternoon or later in the evening when your brain is a bit energized again, you know, so like, because you'll get a lot more done. Like if you, let's say you try to study when you get home from school at 3:30 to 4:30, and you're like, okay, I'm going to get something done here. You might get the same amount of work done in a half an hour if you started at 6, because your brain is just more ready to work again at that time. So try to just sort of be a bit in tune with your own energy levels, and it'll fluctuate, obviously. Like, it'll depend on external factors, like what you've eaten that day as well, or if something has happened to you that might, you know, have emotionally drained you a bit more, whatever. Like, so it's not going to be the same every single day, but just generally try to keep in tune with that, and you know, work when you're not exhausted, because you will just waste time if you're working when you're already feeling a bit burnt out, or when you're already feeling like really tired. Yeah, that's my only other real tip on this, I think.
Yeah, I think those were all amazing tips that we gave.
I think that was, yeah, I really need to put more of them into practice.
Because if there's anything we need, it's more time.
Yeah. Especially lists. I know we talk about lists all the time and I'm obsessed with them, but I actually don't make enough lists considering how often I talk about them.
Yeah.
I really need to get some more paper, some lined paper. I think that's my issue. I don't have lined paper.
Yeah.
I need to go get some lined paper.
I think that's an important thing to say, actually, is that like I bang on about lists and plans like on every single one of these podcasts, and I love my to-do list. And there's just, I feel like I need to do them every single day. Like, they're great. I wish I did them every single day, but there are just some days I completely forget. And that's because, like, I'm human. So I feel like maybe we don't say that enough on the podcast. We're like, yeah, we give out all this advice, and if you do all this, you will be the perfect student. Like, that is never what we're doing, like, or never what we're trying to say. It's just like, these are good practices. See if they suit you, try them out. But if you don't do them, or if they don't work for you, that doesn't make you a bad student.
The study clicks robot will come and get you in the middle of the night.
Yes.
No, that's, yeah, no, totally. Yeah. That's not us at all. And we understand that there are days where you just don't get anything done, or like don't feel productive, or don't want to do any of these things. And that's completely fine. But just ultimately trying to incorporate them as often as possible will have a positive effect on your exams and your study and your life in general.
Yeah.
Okay, so that sort of concludes our tips on how to save time when you're studying. We will move on to our new segment where we talk about a nice review we've gotten, because as we bang on about every podcast, we love getting reviews, and we would love it if you would also leave us a review. So every time we do a podcast, we're going to read out a nice review, and maybe if you leave a nice review, we might read out your review. So we got a lovely review from a person called Ellen. And Ellen says, I really love the StudyClicks podcast on Spotify. They're so informative and helpful. The website in general is great, and there are so many helpful resources. So thank you so much, Ellen. That is very kind. It really warms our hearts to hear that people love the podcast. It's always so surreal, right?
Yeah. People actually are actually listening to this.
We forget that people listen, and it's not just
real life people, yeah.
So yeah, thank you for the kind words.
Thank you, Ellen. That's
so nice.
As we
say, we love more. Or we would love to hear more. So do let us know what you think. You can give us a review on Apple Podcasts, or rate us on Spotify. Drop us a comment on a YouTube video of our podcast, or also just get in touch generally. You can contact us. You can contact us at info@studyclicks.ie to email us. Contact us via the website if you have an account. You should definitely have an account. You can chat with us there using our chat icon. You can also get in touch with Nessa at our social media channels. Nessa?
Yes, please follow us on all of our social medias. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat at study_clicks, and Instagram and TikTok. If you just search Study Clicks, you'll find us there. We're pretty much Study Clicks everywhere. But I think our social media is great. We do a nice mix of study tips and fun stuff and competitions. So it's well worth following us there. And yeah, like Emer said, there's messaging on nearly all of those platforms. You can chat to me anytime there. If you have any questions or anything you want to say to StudyClicks, we're very accessible.
Yes, and we love to hear from our users and what people think. And if anyone has any suggestions for the podcast or anything like that at all, just get in touch and we'll be happy to talk to you.
Completely.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. We are obviously nearing the end of the year, so we've got some probably exam-focused podcasts or end of year podcasts coming up soon. That'll be next on our list, and until then, just stay grounded. Don't worry too much, even though it's getting maybe a bit stressful now because the exams are coming up. You will be fine. Everything will be fine, and you know, at least by the time you listen to this, if you're in sixth year, your orals are over, and that's good. So that's one thing to be happy about. And you'll be grand. Everything will be fine.
You'll be totally grand.
And we're here for you. StudyClicks is always here for you.
100%, though. That's what it was built for.
Exactly.
So best of luck. Bye for now.
Yes, we'll chat to you next time. Bye.
Bye.